Well, in my view, there's not a legitimate explanation for a coup. A coup is an extralegal seizure of power. And to say that a government hasn't dealt with a jihadist threat and therefore that's justification for seizing power, that becomes a circular argument that allows other would-be coup leaders to take power themselves. So that's not sufficient. Now, I think it's positive that Traoré is talking about a national forum and a need to choose a president. I think we want to hold him to those words. That is what Burkina Faso needs. It needs to return to a constitutionally based, civilian-led, democratic system. And that is going to be the most powerful governance structure that can, seize the moment and the severity of the crisis that the country is facing and mobilize the whole of government, the whole of society commitment that's going to be required. It's that type of government that will not only mobilize the entire, domestic effort, but it will open up doors for greater commitment from international actors who, frankly, were having great difficulties working with any of these juntas. But if there's a democratic government in place that is there trying to advance the interest of all citizens, then it's a lot more scope for international support.
The coup in Burkina Faso sparked a wave of international criticism, including from the United States, the African Union, the European Union, and the regional grouping ECOWAS. Was that enough to stop the spate of military coups in Africa?
Unfortunately, I don't think so. There have been condemnations over previous coups, and so more than words are going to be needed. These words are going to be backed up with stiffer penalties and isolation of these coup leaders. They shouldn't be recognized as the heads of state for these countries to begin with. Unfortunately, what we have seen is an effort by ECOWAS and international actors to accommodate the coup leaders. And while that is seen as the diplomatic approach to a bad situation, what it's done is green light these unconstitutional seizures of power. And so it's encouraged more of them. And again, once this precedent is in place, it creates its own momentum. What's to stop some other, military actor from seizing power in Burkina Faso or another African, West African country? And so I think that is the slippery slope that we're seeing right now in West Africa. And, the coup leaders have found they can ignore ECOWAS without much penalty. They can ignore the international community. And so I think there has to be some learning that takes place, and there has to be, renewed and heightened pressure on all of these juntas in West Africa to accelerate their transition back to civilian-led governments. Otherwise, we're going to see even more instability in this part of the world.